And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are having a fantastic day. 45 degrees outside, 742 here in Southeast Kansas. And joining us on the phone this morning, as he does this same time every month, we are talking to Representative Rich Prell. And good morning, sir. How are you doing today? Well, sir, of course, you're in the second week as of right now. We're ending the second week of what's going on up there in Topeka, the legislative session. A lot of things have been going on, and a few things that have been going on. One of them has been an anti-abortion amendment bill that, you know, if passed, would go to the August 2022 primary ballot. Just kind of your thoughts on that so far.
That you know, and what this really does is it would put it on the ballot for the people, like you said, and so the people of state of Kansas can they will have to, you know, it'll be up to them, and so I will be supporting that, and I have people a lot of people telling me they want the opportunity to vote on it and I hope that that it works out that they get that. It takes a two-thirds majority, so it'll take 84 votes in the House, and it will be tight of whether we get that.
Yeah, because it's right now, and I know the House is not like evenly divided, but it is pretty close as of right now. And I think we talked at one point that it seems like almost every year, when a you know if it's a tight vote, it's always pretty close. It's usually like one or two seats either direction, and that always makes a huge difference. And we'll see if that does happen. Again, we're talking about the anti-abortion bill that did pass in the Senate yesterday, coming to the House, and if it does pass, it will land on the 2022 primary ballot for the people in the state of Kansas to be able to vote on that.
Right, and that should you know. If it does pass, that should really get people out to vote in the primary.
And speaking of things that went on in the House yesterday, you guys yesterday approved a bill that would extend the state's pandemic emergency declaration, and it passed resoundingly by a vote of 119-3. And that will send the bill to Governor Laura Kelly, who has until the 26th of this month to sign it.
That's right. And the debate was, to be honest with you, was short on that yesterday. So we'll see what the governor does with it. If she does decide to veto it, I think it's obvious we would have enough votes to override that, and I think the Senate would too.
And of course,
The other thing that we did on the House floor yesterday was voted on the House rules, and then we voted on the joint rules between the House and the Senate. And the House rules went on for quite some time, and it did pass soundly. I don't remember the exact count, but it was over 100. And so it took almost 3 hours, but that was good. And I had the privilege yesterday of chairing the House, so got to sit in the big chair yesterday and oversee that debate.
And it's probably something else when you're up there in the big chair and everybody's looking at you. That's definitely interesting to see all those eyes on you, is it not?
That's true, and you don't want to mess up because you don't want to look bad. And it went fine. It's different, and it's a little more nerve-wracking than it has been in the past because only half of the members sit on the House floor. The remainder of them sit in the gallery on the east side, which I can see from the chair, and then the remainder of them are in the west gallery, and they're behind me and up above, so I cannot see them. And the voting just takes a little longer. We actually vote on our laptops now, and there were some glitches with it, but they'll get them worked out, and we'll get through this.
Absolutely, because again, it's obviously having to spread everybody out due to the pandemic that is still currently going on right now. But it sounds like, with the exception of a few glitches on voting, it's getting smoothed out, and you guys have found out a great way to be able to keep things going there. there in the House.
Absolutely.
Also yesterday in the Kansas Senate, and they and just kind of your thoughts on this, because I know you're representative, not in the Senate, but the Senate yesterday rejected Laura Kelly's nomination of a public defender to the state's second highest court. As the vote yesterday for Carl Folsom III, the vote was 18-17, but he needed 21 votes in the 40-member Senate to join the Kansas Court of Appeals. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, and that's the second time they've rejected this particular applicant that the governor has brought forward. I haven't been involved with any of the debate on that or been able to listen in on any of it. I really don't have any feelings one way or the other on the particular individual, but it is pretty unique when somebody is turned down twice by the Senate, the body of the Senate, and so I guess they'll just have to, bring somebody else forward and see if they can't get that vacancy filled.
And also, sir, of course, like I said, we're ending the second week of legislation. How have things been going on up there? Obviously, things are a little bit different because of the pandemic. But what committees have you been assigned to, and what are going on in those committees as of right now?
Okay, well, I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, and to this point, we've just been having informational hearings, trying to get everybody up to speed because we've got a number of new members. Next week, we will start on Tuesday, and we will hear a bill, and I can't tell you what it is. I haven't looked yet. And then in tax, we've had informational hearings, and I believe next week we'll start hearing some bills. Chairman indicated that yesterday, but didn't indicate any particular bills that we'd be hearing, just heard that we would be hearing some bills. Transportation, we haven't met yet. We've got two meetings scheduled next week, one with the Secretary of Transportation, and she'll just bring everybody up to speed because we have a number of new members in there also. And then we've got a bill that we're going to hear then, too. And it has to do with being able to tag and register former military vehicles, but they have to be from a country, either this country or a NATO country that do have the safety features that that we require. And so we passed it last year, and then with the pandemic, we didn't get to finish it on the House floor. Same thing on Tuesday, we have one. From the KCC, and the Truckers Motor Carriers Association got together and just to update some statutes that they're a little outdated, and they've got that. They agreed to everything, and we passed it last year, and of course it died again because of the pandemic, and so we're going to hear it again, and then we'll work those two bills, I'm sure, the following week. So it's different because the committee members can be in the committee room and they're all just socially distanced, or they can do it on WebEx and be in their office. So it is a different scenario, and so we're working through it.
And also, since you've been up there in Topeka, of course, there was talk on, this past week about the State House was pretty much locked down because there were worries of protests at all 50 state capitals. But it sounded like things were pretty calm up there in Topeka.
They were extremely calm. I was here, but there were no protests. Security was tight. I actually, other than security people, when I came in that day, I spent the day in my office and did my meetings from my office, and I actually saw two people. Two people came into my office that day, so it was different.
But it sounded like, though, that everything just went off without a glitch here in Kansas.
And I'm so pleased that it went off on the national level without any problems. there's just no place for that.
Absolutely. It was, again, it was pretty calm, at least there in Kansas and also the U.S. Capitol. There were plenty of National Guard members there to make sure things didn't get out of control, and it sounded like it just went off without a glitch up there as well.
Yes.
Well, sir, again, go ahead.
I was going to say, it didn't make any difference what our politics are. There's no room for the violent protest. It's our right to protest, but they have to be peaceful.
No, absolutely. I agree. I mean, I think if they would have stayed outside the Capitol and just, you know, kept yelling and chanting and stuff, that's completely fine. But of course, unfortunately, when you breach the Capitol like that, you know, that's when it turns at that point. And again, but I'm all for everybody out there voicing their opinion. But like you said,
absolutely,
doing it peacefully, you know, that's one of our given rights to us.
We've had protesters up here, and they'll stand outside the house and chant and sing and yell, and that's their right. But they don't tear things up, and they don't assault people.
That's right. They get out there, made their voice heard, and then they decide to head on home. So,
sir,
thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you again this same time next month.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Representative Richard Perrell. He's up there in Topeka doing a fantastic job representing us here in Southeast Kansas. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas.